See today. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
It's January. It's Detroit. It's the North American International Auto Show. My name is Bob Long, yet no North American International Auto Show is complete unless I get a chance to sit down with my good friend here. He has been a guest on the program for many, many years. He's the Chief Creative Officer for the Ford Motor Company. It's my pleasure to welcome back Jay Mays. Jay, how you doing?
I'm good. Happy New Year, belatedly, Bob.
Happy New Year to you as well, and lots of news here from Ford as usual. Let's begin by talking about the C-Max. This is a very unique vehicle, and stylistically, I can definitely see DNA from the Fiesta and the Focus in this, but let's begin at the beginning. Explain the concept of the C-Max to our listeners.
Well, it's part of a larger concept that we call the power of choice. And if you were out at CES, which I think you were.
Yes, I was.
And we showed the exact same program this morning. What we're showing is a platform for a number of different vehicles that run from petrol engines to hybrid electric vehicles to plug-in hybrid electric vehicles to full electric vehicles. So what we showed this morning was the C-Max as a five-seater hybrid electric vehicle. We also showed it as a plug-in hybrid electric vehicle, and a lot of people say, well, what's the difference? The plug-in hybrid electric vehicle gives you the chance to go full electric power. It's your choice. You can manually alter it back and forth.
Right.
And then, as I said, we also showed a Focus electric vehicle, which has just been getting great reviews. It's our next-generation Focus, a brand-new front-end sheet metal on that vehicle, and we've got a 100-mile range, 3-hour timing charge, and we're really damn proud of it.
3-hour timing charge, that in itself is a big story.
It is fantastic, and we've been working with our partners at Best Buy and the Geek Squad, of all places.
Really?
And they will come to your house and for right around $2,000 install a 240-watt charger that allow you to get the 3-hour time.
Very cool. And again, the Focus Electric does have a unique fascia on the front, but overall, this looks like a regular automobile. And for lots of folks who have embraced vehicles like the Fusion Hybrid, they don't want something that looks kind of like it dropped from outer space. It's kind of good marketing.
You took the words right out of my mouth there, Bob. Derek Cusack, our head of product development, and I sat down about a year and a half ago, and I said, you know, there's a lot of journalists come up to you and say, well, does an electric vehicle have to look like an electric vehicle? And my theory has always been, no, not really. I'd kind of like it to look like a vehicle you'd want as opposed to an electric vehicle.
Yeah.
So we set out to design a vehicle that happened to be electric or plug-in hybrid electric or hybrid electric vehicle, but, oh, by the way, happened to be good-looking as well. And we think we've done a really good job on these cars.
The 2012 Focus is just about to launch, and saw it up close and personal out at CES, and again, I applaud you for really championing interior upgrades. I mean, when you look at the interior detail, both on the Focus as well as the Fiesta, and most importantly, the availability of such stuff as, you know, leather upholstery, you got sync, you got MyTouch, you've got a power sunroof option, you got other power options than the full zoot stereo. I mean, these are the kind of things that Americans never used to be able to get in smaller vehicles.
Yeah, absolutely right. Our theory has been to always offer a class of vehicle with the class above that's amenities.
Mm-hmm.
So if you buy a Fiesta, you get C-Car amenities that you'd normally find on Focus. If you buy Focus, you get amenities that you would normally find on from other manufacturers on the next class larger. And that's both very well for us as we've tried to offer the public not only just great-looking, high-quality interiors, but we've moved to more high technology on those interiors through MyFord Touch, the available apps that are now in the market, and all of the voice-activated stuff that we get on HMI. Ford's the leader on that at this point, and we continue to see what are the ways that we can attract new customers into our vehicles.
which is great because, again, lots of folks, especially, you know, if you've been around a while and remember the initial small cars from the American manufacturers, they were, in my words, kind of a penalty box. I mean, you had the crank windows and the whole deal.
I always said that over the last 20 years, most B cars that you would buy were bought on the promise of austerity and sacrifice.
Yeah.
And that's not really something that you want to sign up for. You want a car that you actually desire, that you're proud to own, and we think both with the Fiesta and with the new Focus, we're absolutely delivering that to the customers.
You're giving us a little sneak preview here of a vehicle to come. It's the next generation of the Escape, and this vehicle is also going to be sold in Europe. Tell us all about these two very special vehicles.
Well, we're giving a very strong hint as to what the next generation Escape here in the U.S., as well as the next generation Kuga in Europe and Asia-Pacific will look like in a concept we call the Vertrek, V-E-R-T-R-E-K. Think Star Trek, Vertrek, and you've got it.
Mm-hmm.
The Vertrek concept is about an 80% look at what the next generation Escape will look like. You will notice immediately when you see photos of this vehicle that it is no longer the boxy Escape that we know and love here in the United States, but a much more muscular, evocative shape that is in keeping with the fun-to-drive DNA of all Ford Motor Company products. But guess what? It's got the same interior space that today's Escape has, just done in a much sleeker, more seductive package.
Can't wait to check that one out. And certainly, you guys must be quite proud indeed because a jury of journalists here today at the North American International Auto Show have awarded the North American Truck of the Year Award to the Explorer. So congratulations.
Thank you very much. I have not yet been able to wipe the smile off my face, but we are delighted. You know, we walked away last year with both Car and Truck of the Year,
yeah.
And we didn't really think going in this morning that we weren't really prepared that we were going to win Truck of the Year. So we're absolutely delighted that the journalist saw fit to award what we consider an extremely formidable SUV this nice honor.
Certainly reinventing an iconic vehicle like the Explorer couldn't have been an easy task stylistically, Jay, but you've done a wonderful job in really reinventing it and kind of reinventing it for a new generation, a new type of driver.
Yeah, and you know what's weird, Bob, is people forget that the Explorer has only been around since 1990,
yep.
But because of the millions of people that own this car, most people would have guessed it was out long before that. So here we are, 21 years later, introducing what I think is the fourth generation mm-hmm. Explorer, and we have all of those buyers, some of which are still driving the original vehicle. So we've got generations of Explorer buyers that are lining up for this new one, and we couldn't be more happy.
Lots of cool features on that. How would you describe your design philosophy going into this Explorer project? What were you trying to do with it?
Well, twofold. First and foremost, we wanted it to be immediately identifiable as an Explorer. Therefore, you see the very strong C-pillar on the vehicle with wraparound glass to the rear, which has been on every single Explorer since its inception in 1990. What we added to this was a very raked windscreen with also wraparound glass to the front. So now you have blacked out A-pillar, and you get this wraparound effect that I think looks ultra-modern. Also goes a long way toward lightening what is a relatively tall vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
So we think that looks great. We think it looks upscale. And one of the real parameters that our design team's working very, very hard on these days is everything that we do, we call it an aspiration to premiumness. So although Fords don't cost what more expensive brands do, we think we can deliver just as good-looking a vehicle, if not better, for a much cheaper price.
When will the Explorer be available for North American consumers to
pick up? It's hitting showrooms just as we speak, so
wow.
We're just around the corner.
So lots of great news, and again, congratulations. The North American Truck of the Year is the Ford Explorer. Jay Mays, Chief Creative Officer of the Ford Motor Company, thanks so much for your time here today in Detroit.
Okay, Bob, it's always great to see you, and we love your show.
Thank you so much. We'll take a...
That's it. Jay Mays from the Ford Motor Company. Straight ahead, more of our coverage of Detroit 2011. I'm Bob Long.
10 miles east of the highway, hot sparks burning the night away. Two lips
Hotchkiss Performance is a leader in high-performance suspension systems. From new Camaros and Challengers to classic muscle European sports cars and imports, Hotchkiss Performance manufactures horsepower for your suspension. For more information, action-packed videos, and more, go to Hotchkiss.net.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week, AutoGeek.com is the web's hot stop for all things car, truck, and motorcycle. Go there now.
Hi, this is Bob Long, semi-world famous automotive radio guy. When I pull the Auto World radio show over for a commercial break, I head straight to my computer so I can check out what's happening in the automotive world on AutoGeek.com. You'll find the latest products, an event calendar featuring cruise-ins, swap meets and shows, individual members' ride photos, news, huge automotive search engine, do-it-yourself tips, club listings, and more. It's all at AutoGeek.com.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit BestFreedomTools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. BestFreedomTools.com, giving you the information you need today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody, and thank you very much for joining us as we bring you extensive coverage of the press days of the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. My name is Bob Long. Every time I get the chance to sit down and talk with this gentleman, it is an absolute treat. He is a Grammy winner 6 times. He's an Emmy winner, and he's a designer of what has been called by Edmunds.com the best stereo system available from any OEM. He's the legendary Elliot Shiner. Hey there, Elliot. How you doing?
Morning, Bob. I sort of like the sound of that. I like the way you said that.
Good.
I like being number one.
That's right. Well, Edmunds.com last year really bestowed quite a nice honor on you and everybody at Acura.
Yeah, it was. It was huge for me. I mean, I felt like since I got into this part of the industry, it felt like that was, you know, what I really wanted to accomplish. I wanted to have the best system. That was something that, you know, I guess I didn't intentionally set out to do it initially, but, you know, a few years down the line, that's what I really wanted.
Tell us a little bit about how this project got its start. You were the guy that actually had the idea, right? And you kind of shopped it around to various folks and Panasonic.
Yeah. In my own mind, I thought I had the idea, you know, because when I was mixing surround sound, I kept thinking, you know, how is anybody going to hear this unless you have a home theater system?
Yeah.
You know, and most people at that point didn't. And it just, the logical next step to me was to have it in cars. It was like when CDs came about, that was the logical next step. When cassettes came out, that was the step. You know, so it seemed that it would fall into the same place, that if we got it in the automobile, it would become a popular format. So I set out, I think there was a small convention in New York City, like a DVD entertainment group convention, and all the hardware manufacturers were there. And I was asked by Warner Brothers at the time to speak at this convention on the same platform as some of these manufacturers. So I just went to every single manufacturer, including Panasonic, and said, look, I've got this idea. And basically, you know, everybody told me the same thing. Well, I don't know if we're going to do anything like that. Mm-hmm. We don't know if anything like that can take off. And even if we did, what do we need you for? You know, which, okay. About 6 months later, I get a call from Panasonic, and they say, we like your idea, and we have a client who likes your idea as well. And their take on it was that this would be the first time that somebody from the music industry was not only responsible for what a final product sounded like, but what the playback of that product would be in an automobile. And they felt that that would be more realistic and more authentic than anybody else. And I agreed. I mean, I don't know what other guys do for other companies that tune automobiles, but, you know, I know exactly what a piece of music sounds like.
Right.
You know, these other guys who are doing it are guessing at what this piece of music sounds like.
But you've been in the studio with so many folks, everybody from Steely Dan, Donald Fagen, the Eagles, Fleetwood Mac, Faith Hill, Sting, the Foo Fighters, you name it, you've been there, and that's a really good point. You know what it sounds like, and I've heard that quite often artists, even years ago, always would want to have a copy of whatever they were recording so that they could listen to it, whether it be on a cassette or a CD, or as we moved into DVD-A technology, because they wanted to hear what it was going to sound like over a radio station.
That's true. I remember that starting. I was working out at A&M Studios in Los Angeles, which is not A&M anymore. It's now Henson. You know, but the studio's pretty close to what it was back in the 70s, 80s. And one time I was working there, and they had, Herb Alpert had a 56 or 57 Bel Air convertible in the parking lot. And they had a small broadcast facility in the studio, so they could actually broadcast whatever you just mixed to that vehicle, you know, so you could get a really good idea of what it was going to sound like in mono, you know.
That is cool.
It was very cool. But yet, generally, you know, everybody would always, the last listen would always be in an automobile. It was like everything sounded good everywhere else. What's it sound like in the car? Because so many people are going to hear it for the first time in a car.
And that's when the buying decision potentially is going to be made, if they're going to buy that album or, in today's world, buy it digitally.
Right, right.
Let's talk a little bit about what goes into acoustically tuning a vehicle. I know last year you did a wonderful job with the ZDX and more recently with the TSX Wagon. What do you look at? What are some of the factors that go into doing the final acoustic measurements and calculations for a system for a particular Acura?
That whole process was kind of a mystery to me when we started. I mean, the first time was that 04 TL, and I remember going into the vehicle for the first time, and you don't really... I mean, you can make recommendations early on about, well, can we get speakers here or speakers there, but they pretty much have that stuff already mapped out. They know exactly where they have room for it, and, you know, you don't have an opportunity to give too much input on that level. So you come in, I came into the car, you know, the speakers were already in place, this is what it was, and we got the system tuned, you know, and you're dealing with whatever the acoustics are in that vehicle at that moment, which I thought, well, this is the way it's going to be until it comes out.
Yeah.
Which, big surprise to me. We got the system sounding great, and then, you know, I get a call from Panasonic saying, you need to go back out to Ohio. We need to work, you know, you need to tune the car for a second time. So I went out to Ohio, and I put in something to listen to, and it sounded awful. I'm going, wait, what happened here? And Mark Ziemba, who's my partner in this whole thing, you know, said, well, you know, they changed this, they changed that, they put leather here, you know, they took out this piece of fabric, they replaced it with this, you know. So the acoustics in the interior changed enormously, which changed the tuning. So it was like starting all over. You know, basically the way I go about it is I bring a lot of material that I'm about as intimate with as you can get with music, you know, stuff that either I spent a long time working on or that I still listen to or know, like, backwards and forwards. I could tell you every note in that piece of music. And I use, you know, I'll use my music initially to get things started, but then I go to other music that I'm, that I didn't work with, but that I know, you know, because you can't just, I mean, I can't just have my stuff sound good. Everybody's has to sound good. So, generally, that's the way I go about it. You know, I'm not sure why we tune a vehicle three times. You know, why don't we just wait till you guys are finished with the interior, and then I'll come in and tune it. But, you know, I'm happy to do it. I really like working with these people. It
must be fun.
It is. It's great. Yeah. I mean, the engineers, you know, both at Acura and Panasonic are a gas to work with.
One of my favorite guys, Elliot Shiner, again, he has won 6 Grammy Awards for mixing and engineering and producing albums. Also, he has won an Emmy Award, and he's a really cool guy. More of our Detroit coverage straight ahead.
Baby, let's cruise away from here. Don't be confused. The way is clear.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, so what happens if I've got a claim?
You call our 800 number.
And get some guy in Kuala Lumpur?
No, we actually have an in-house claims unit.
And it'll take, like, months to send me my check.
Oh, we're lightning fast with our settlements.
Of course, you'll probably send me to your brother-in-law's repair shop.
Sir, the restoration shop is always your choice.
One more question.
Sure.
What kind of a freak house are you guys running?
Some things are too good to be true, like Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit Haggerty.com.
You know, these days, we all can afford to save some money. Let me tell you about a simple device called the Tornado that helps your vehicle go further on a tank of gas. It works by creating a swirling effect in your engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of fuel and air, giving you more power and more mileage. You can't go wrong. Tornado is easy to install and comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256. 6 or ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
And it's interesting, like you brought up the fact that different materials, whether it's leather or different fabrics, can really have a severe effect on acoustics.
No question. I mean, even as far down, like on that 04TL, at somewhere along the line, they decide there's these handles, you know, over the passenger seat and the driver's seat.
Yeah.
Whether you, I'm not sure what you use them for, you know, but I guess people use them to get out of the vehicle or whatever.
Yeah.
But somewhere down the line, it went from plastic to leather.
Oh, wow.
You know, and even little details like that make a difference. In that vehicle, they had a layer of acoustic insulation on the windshield. You know, so it was like two layers of glass separated by some kind of insulating material, and that made a huge difference. You know, so there's so many different factors. The carpeting, I mean, everything changes the vehicle. What's on the roof? You know, sometimes you get lucky, sometimes you don't.
It all plays into it. Today, of course, I'm still a dinosaur. I love CDs, and today most folks are doing the digital download stuff, but you offer a really cool thing with the ELS sound system, and that's the fact that you can actually rip the CDs into an internal hard drive in the vehicle, and there's a clever television commercial out there that kind of showcases that.
Mm. Yeah, that was Acura's idea. I'm not, you know.
Yeah.
If you put in a CD, I mean, it defaults to, when you get the car, it defaults. If you put in a CD, it automatically rips it. That was new technology a few years ago. I don't know if it is anymore.
Yeah.
But a lot of people love that. You know, I'm not necessarily a big fan of that. You know, I guess most people are carrying music now on their small devices, mostly MP3s. It's come down to the lowest common denominator in terms of what music sounds like, whereas we used to care. I'm going to depart for a second because, you know, we really used to care what music sounded like.
Yeah.
And it's unfortunate that most of the younger people today don't understand.
No.
They're listening to music through an MP3 player with a pair of 50-cent transducers in their ears, and they think that's what music sounds like.
Yeah.
You know, and they're not given an opportunity to hear much of anything else.
Right. That rich sound quality that we grew up with and that, you know, I so enjoyed. I just so love the DVD audio format. I mean, just being able to hear, you know, the fidelity, the separation, just the overall bandwidth is so much. It, to me, you know, I could just ride around for hours just listening to DVD audios.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. It's disappointing where we've gone to. It's like the music industry is the only industry that's degraded.
Yeah.
When you take a look at video, I mean, they just keep getting better and better. You know, they went to DVD and now they're in Blu-ray. We, you know, we were in vinyl to 8-track. Cassettes to stereo cassettes to CD and now to MP3, and it's just getting worse and worse.
I know. It's upsetting. But the good news is, I mean, the ELS system is done so well, and I noticed at a number of auto shows I've been at recently. I was out at the LA Auto Show. I'm sure here at the Detroit Auto Show. The Acura folks do a great job of demonstrating it during the public days. People can come in and really fully understand what surround sound is all about.
That's great. I mean, Acura's really been into it. They're, you know, I love these people because they understand what it's all about. They really want things to sound great, you know, which I don't know. I mean, there might be one or two other car companies that do focus on that, but Acura's been focusing on this now for a long time, you know, trying to get it right, you know, making sure that their audio systems sound great. I mean, people spend so much time in their cars today.
Yeah.
You know, it's important.
The TSX wagon, was that a good project?
Yeah, it was. You know, it's one of those lucky projects because it's got a big interior cabin. It's so much easier to make it sound good when it's a little bit bigger. You know, it didn't take as much work as like doing a smaller car.
Is that because just almost like a subwoofer, it has kind of a box effect, the extra space in there?
You know, I couldn't tell you. I don't know. I'm not sure what that is, but you know, the bigger vehicles seem easier to tune to me.
Interesting.
The MDX, the RDX, you know, a little. It seems like I personally have to do a lot more work on the smaller cars.
Yep, makes sense. Professionally on the music side, I know you've been working with Sting a lot in the last year or so.
I did. I did his studio album with London Symphony, and he took that on the road. He took the London Symphony on the road, which was amazing.
Wow.
Because I didn't know. We recorded a live DVD in Berlin, and that was the first time I'd seen the orchestra live with him on the road, and it's a different orchestra than they use in the studio, and it's a very, very young orchestra. I don't think there's anybody over 30 years old in this orchestra.
Really?
So it's a whole different kind of thing. Like at times, you know, the strings would get, like the cellist, even the cellist would get up and start dancing while they're playing. I mean, it was like pretty crazy stuff. So yeah, I spent a lot of time with Sting this year. Also did Eric Clapton's Crossroads in Chicago this year.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
With my good friend Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top?
They weren't there this time,
no.
I don't think.
Or with Jeff Beck, were they there?
Jeff Beck, oh yeah, Jeff Beck was ridiculous. Yeah, it was unbelievable.
He's a real car guy. There's so many musicians that are car guys.
Yeah, it's funny, you know, like every time I see Jeff Beck, he seems to get younger. Everybody else around him is getting older. He's getting younger.
We need to get a little of that, Elliot.
Yeah, no kidding.
Indulge me with one of the stories from my favorite band, Steely Dan. A couple of songs, of course, Hey 19 and Haitian Divorce were loosely based on personal experiences in your own life. When you hear those songs on the radio today, is it a good feeling or is it a funky feeling?
It's just funny to me. You know, that, you know, like Haitian Divorce is just, because I remember the time period and I remember what I was going through, and I was working with them at the time, and I went down to Haiti to get a divorce, and they were like, what are you doing? You know, like, I said, I can't work next week. I got to go get a divorce. And, you know, it was a weird time. I think my kids get more of a kick out of it than I do. You know, like, I think we went to a show and they played back to back. They played those two songs back to back one night, and you know, my older son was like, wow, this is like just too cool. And just for me, it was bad memories.
Oh, that's funny. And speaking of one of your sons, I understand he's quite the ball player.
He is. You know, he's a pitcher. He's pitching in college. He's in his second year. He's had some major league interest. So, you know, he's at a place now where he's just got to prove himself. So last year his freshman year he didn't pitch at all. They had him as a utility player in the infield. Didn't really understand what kind of pitcher he was. He's a knuckleball pitcher. And
unusual today.
Yeah. So this year he's in the rotation as well as a position player. I think the way he's got it planned is he's gonna play third base, you know, for most of the games, and then on the last game of the week he'll pitch. You know, and then he's got like a day off or something to kind of rest his arm.
Sure.
So yeah, he's I'm probably into it more than he is, but you know, I just love the whole baseball. I mean, baseball. I just love baseball.
Me too. I mean, growing up, that was my dream as well. So
Yeah. We
wish him the best with that. And
Thank you.
I'm sure you've got some new Acura projects that you can't tell us about. You're probably working on some secret stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how secret it is, but yeah, I can't talk about it.
And website-wise, what's the best place? Where is the best destination, as they like to say, to find out about ELS sound in Acura vehicles?
You know, I would go to Acura.com. They've got all this brand new stuff on their website. I've done a whole bunch of blogs
Yeah. And
videos for them. You know, I went into the studio and recorded with Ozamotley and Band of Horses and Jennifer Warnes, and they taped it, and we put it on their website and the ELSSurround.com website.
Elliot Shiner, one of my favorite guys in the music industry and in the automotive industry, with the award-winning ELS Surround Sound. If you haven't heard it in an Acura vehicle, check it out. Straight ahead, more of Detroit 2011.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
Today on The Long Drive, a velvet hammer. The Long Drive is brought to you by Reliant Vehicle Services, ReliantVS.com.
If you are like a lot of people, you don't know much about cars or how much they cost to get fixed. Repair estimates can go through the roof. Stop being taken advantage of. Reliant Vehicle Services is here to help. ReliantVS.com is your protection against high auto repair costs. Reliant Works is your negotiation service with trained ASC-certified mechanics, helping you get the best price. Here's how it works. When your car needs repair, take it to any shop or dealership, then have Reliant Vehicle Services negotiate for you. You'll know you were saving money and if you're dealing with a fair and honest repair business. With Reliant Vehicle Services, you'll get unlimited access to their experts and save thousands on car repairs for only $49 a year. Accredited by the Better Business Bureau, Reliant Vehicle Services is for any car, new, used, old, or high-mileage vehicles. Go to ReliantVS.com and start saving now. That's ReliantVS.com. ReliantVS.com.
Mercedes' brand new E63 AMG is a velvet hammer, a luxury car with the heart of a sports car. Greg Clark is AMG manager for Mercedes-Benz.
The goals actually were pretty lofty. This is becoming more and more of a challenge for us as time progresses because the performance stakes are getting higher and higher and customers' expectations are getting higher and higher in terms of the performance they expect. The E63, for us, really is a bit of a masterpiece because we managed to take a 518 horsepower super sports car really and squeeze it into the form of a four-door sedan, and we do that still with making a car that you can drive 7 days a week.
I'm Bob Long for thelongdrive.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Fords and Lincolns was setting the pace? That story.
Welcome back, everybody, and thank you very much for joining us as we bring you extensive coverage of the press days of the North American International Auto Show in Detroit. And we've got a very special guest joining us right now. He's one of my favorites. He is the man in charge of design for the entire Chrysler group. He's also the Dodge president and CEO, Ralph Giles. Welcome back to the show. How you doing?
It's a pleasure, man.
Well, this has been a big show for Chrysler. Number one, let me compliment you on the booths over there. I mean, the area that you encompass here at the Detroit show. In comparison to last year, we're talking 180 degrees.
Yes, it is. I mean, last year we had started the branding story, but it was obviously incomplete. We only really we didn't have any new product under there, other than the arches. This year it's 16 products are in place, as we had promised. So it really feels good to see our work starting to take hold.
Let's talk about the Chrysler 300. This is a vehicle, of course, that is very close to your heart.
Yeah.
It won so many accolades back in 2005, and we have a new 300 and very bold and very cool. Tell our listeners about the mission.
The 300 is a bit of a parallel to the Chrysler brand. It's maturing. It's moving on now. You know, it's got to get a little more relevant, more serious about what its mission, more international, fundamentally better in every way. I mean, the vehicle drives better. We've matrixed. When I say matrix, we did benchmarking, but in an unusual way. Instead of lateral benchmarking, where you look at your immediate competitor, we actually looked north.
Yeah.
Look at vehicles costing easily twice what we cost, and looked at the high-end features. That way, we can be ahead of the market a little bit. We'll have features on this car that people don't expect on a mid $30,000 car, and it looks like it costs $100,000. That was always a formula, the 300. You're getting a lot for your money.
Yeah.
And now it's just better executed. All the details, the jewelry, the fit and finish, the craftsmanship, the quietness, the whole thing is our best work.
Let's talk a little bit about the changes to the exterior styling. It's quite a bit different.
Yeah.
Tell our listeners a little bit about what you were looking for.
It's a bit
for.
Frustrating. Pictures don't do it justice. I mean, initially, when you see in a picture, you go, oh, it's just a little mild refresh. But then when you see it in person and really look at it very carefully, you realize there is nothing. There's only 10% of the car that's left from the previous generation in terms of underbody stuff. Much more sculpted. There's a much more plan view to the vehicle in terms of the front end is more rounded. The grille's shrunk a little bit, but not much. We still have one of the most substantial grilles in the industry, but it's more elegantly done. The headlamps are priceless. They're actually inspired by Birds of Prey, the eagle.
Oh, sure.
And there's a night, and actually steer. They're functional as well. They're steering, aiming headlights with a beautiful LED shaped in the C to commemorate the CN300C. And then the body side is one of my favorite parts of the vehicle. It has a sprung belt line. And also sculpted. It has a negative, positive. It's almost inspired by like snowdrifts, basically. So a lot of beautiful surfacing on the vehicle.
The interior, as you mentioned, really sets a new benchmark for the price category. You guys are doing such wonderful things with interiors. I know it's been one of your main focus areas during the last year or so, and certainly in the Crescent 300, you're using, you know, not only some very innovative design, but also some innovative textures and materials as well.
Yeah, and that's where, you know, Fiat came in at the very closing stage of the development and design and brought to us some of their color and trim expertise. Obviously, in Europe, chrome is not a big thing. The woods are becoming more natural woods, non-glossy finishes, looking at darker chocolate browns and deeper reds. So we've actually took that, and now we're going to offer the vehicle in multitude of colors. So this vehicle almost feel like it was custom-made for the owner.
Right.
We have a couple of versions. We have the S model, which has a unglossy kind of semi-matte wood. It looks gorgeous. It's like a deep ash color. So the vehicle's fun. It's always been one of those cars that you can finish a multitude of ways, and it almost flexes its personality to match its owners.
And it's going to continue to be offered in all-wheel drive configuration,
yes,
as well?
Matter of fact, the all-wheel drive will be much more attainable. In the past, it was bundled with some pretty expensive stuff, and it was like a $5,000 price step. Now it'll be pretty much a standalone option on the V8s at first, and eventually the V6s later this year. And the car is more efficient now. In the past, you had to pay a dividend when you pedal wheel drive. You lost some fuel mileage. Virtually now, it's almost passive. It's a sensitive system. It only comes in when it needs to, and it works wonders. You can launch a vehicle almost the same whether it's snow, wet, or dry.
That's great. Yeah. Let's talk about some Dodge products. My first time sitting in the new Dodge Charger, and boy, have you really done a great job with that interior. Let's talk about some of the changes from the nav system to the seats to the door trim.
Yeah, the Dodge was inspired by some of the best European vehicles. I mean, there's things like cloth-wrapped pillars at all locations. Everything is soft that you can touch. The side console is soft. The door is beautifully done. The armrests are cushy soft. Then we use contrasting stitch, and one of my favorite themes is the cockpit. Loosely inspired by the early 70s Charger, has a very driver-oriented theme now with this giant bezel that's actually stamped aluminum. I was really mad when the first leak pictures came out. People, oh, that's a big piece of plastic, and now the price was added again. I was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
We spent the big money. We put stamped aluminum in there. We put real materials, and it really looks good. It feels good, and it smells good. Everything makes you want. I said to the press, you just want to drive this car naked. It's so comfortable.
That's great. Excellent. And also, best of both worlds, if we move up into the Challenger, a brand new power plant, 6.4 liters, 392, and chosen for a good reason. 392 is kind of a legendary number,
yes,
in
is.
The history of Mopar.
If anybody knows Don Garlitz, they know what 392 means, the godfather of drag racing. And the engine was till to this day, they use the Hemi configuration in all drag racers, whether they're Fords or Dodges or whatever.
Yeah.
So a lot of legend there. 392 engine has been rethought for 2011. It's the first time we use fuel saver mode technology on the SRT. So now in automatic, you can go into four-cylinder mode. And because the engine is so torquey, you can be doing 95 miles per hour. Not that we endorse that, but you can do that in four-cylinder mode. And it gets
wow.
It went from 19 to 23 mpg, which is amazing.
Really impressive.
And for a car that actually improves in acceleration, everything, 470 horsepower. And we have active intake manifold and phasing cam through VT, so we can actually have the torque be infinitely adjustable. So now the torque comes in at 2,900 RPM versus 4,500 RPM, and you have 90 pounds more torque. So the acceleration is effortless. It's unbelievable.
And I understand the suspension has come in,
yes,
completely reworked.
When we did the Charger, we actually benchmarked the BMW 5 Series as our. We want. I mean, you're never going to match BMW in certain ways because of the weight of the car, but we wanted that lithe feeling, that nimbleness. And we had to actually crack the suspension and redo it. We ended up putting a static negative camera. I don't know if you're sure, what your readers may not know what that means, but the top of the tire is tilted inwards, which is a lot of race cars use that trick.
Yes.
And what it does is when you corner, it really locks in that front wheel to the ground, so you get rid of understeer. A lot more lateral acceleration. It doesn't really increase tire wear that much. So we put all that into the Challenger as well. And that, in that car, because of the shorter wheelbase, just woke it up. Everybody's driven it, believes it, it feels 1,000 pounds lighter.
And the thing, as we've talked about before, that I love about the Challenger is the usability factor. I mean, it's got a real trunk, unlike some of the other muscle cars there on the marketplace, and a good-sized back seat as well.
Yeah, I mean, five adults can actually fit, and the trunk is 14 cubic feet.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's.
You can fit five golf bags, whatever you want. You can take this car on a cross-country journey, and that's what it's all about. Everyone pitches us against the Mustang, the Camaro, but we're a different proposition.
It is a different
proposition.
It's really
a gentleman's muscle car. And the V6 is a great proposition now, which is a big change. We finally have a competitive V6 at 305 horsepower, so you're getting 27 miles per gallon in a car that looks like that. Dual exhaust standard, 28-inch wheels are now available, so even the V6 guy can enjoy the mystique of the Challenger.
Let's talk a little bit about Jeep, the brand that you've done lots of great stuff with interior-wise, and certainly the all-new Grand Cherokee is just a wonderful chassis. Love the interior on that vehicle. And here in Detroit, the big news is the Compass, which has kind of got the face now of the Grand Cherokee, but you also have made some great moves interior-wise.
Yeah, we added the Grand Cherokee three-spoke wheel. We put its soft door uppers, soft door armrest, changed the textures to a matte, beautiful matte finishes now, no longer shiny plastic stuff. Made it a lot quieter, used sound deadening as where we could. And the trick about the Compass, it's become a Jeep now. It was actually the only Jeep that wasn't trail rated.
Yeah.
So now we've changed the ride height, improved off-road capability, tractive capability, so now it earns its stripes as a true Jeep.
Let's talk a little bit about Fiat. This is the first time that we've really seen a complete Fiat display, and you're showing off not only the vehicles, the 500, but also lots of customization features, lots of accessories. This looks like it's going to be a really big hit for you guys.
I've become good friends with Laura Suave, who runs the Fiat brand. She's my equivalent. She's done a great job in bringing this car to this country, and it's actually going to be made in North America.
Uh-huh.
It's been tweaked for U.S. Needs, and it's got a cup holder that's usable.
Got to have that cup holder.
And it's great. And the thing that is coming over with Italian inspiration, I mean, the color palette is incredible. I think there's 16 colors, a lot of different versions, a lot of boutique versions. So I think they're going to have a great time with it.
Well, Ralph, you're one of my favorite guys in the industry. Certainly, it's wonderful to have a car guy at the helm, and we can see already the magic is happening, and the magic is back at Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep. Ralph Giels, thank you so much for your time here today.
Thanks, pal. Take care.
We'll take a pit stop, and then more of our coverage of Detroit.
That's right. We're going to have more of our coverage of Detroit in hour number three of the broadcast. If you're leaving us, we'll see you next week, everybody down there in Bowling Green, Kentucky. Otherwise, stay tuned for more of our coverage. I'm Bob Long.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.